On Twitter yesterday, I asked how you'd describe success in one word. Mr. Michelson and some others wrote happiness. Naomi and Jake said fulfillment. Miss Olmsted said achievement. Miss B said impactful. Gavin said being proud of who you see in the mirror and what that reflection has accomplished. And a few of you said Carl and should get some extra credit. The reason I asked, in today's character study, some of my on-air colleagues here at CNN give their two cents.
Success is...
Peace of mind, happiness.
Feeling gratified.
Putting your heart into something and achieving it.
Success is also having lots of peanut M&Ms.
Tell me what success is in one word. Impact.
Autonomy. Happiness.
Progress. Great answer. Next question.
How has being inherently curious impacted your career?
I wake up every morning curious. I wake up every morning wanting to know a little bit more.
You can't be a journalist unless you are inherently curious.
What question do you need to ask yourself to succeed?
Oh, I know that. Do I want to do this beyond anything else? Is this my passion?
How much do you want this?
Do you love what you do? Because if you do, you'll be successful before you even know it.
What do you want your legacy to be?
You know, I don't know what point it's appropriate to ask people about legacy. I think maybe just old people get asked that question. Wait, am I old? I'm not sure.
I want my legacy to be that I lived fully and that I helped as many people as possible on the way.
If my legacy has allowed one person to feel good, that's enough for me.
CNN is now taking reservations for a new tour available right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and guess what? I'm part of it. It's the CNN Student News with Carl Azuz Tour. We're talking about our production process. We're talking about our approach to journalism. We're talking about my hair. If you're planning a field trip, we'd love for you to consider the new tour. Space is limited, so for more info, please send an email to ATLTour@CNN.com, and we could be hanging out pundering puns together this spring.